Seth McKay Show here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Let me remind everyone who may have stepped away, welcome back. Frank McKay here, so much more importantly.
Sunny Anderson is our very special guest, and she's embarking on something that so many people are excited about. And she's the new guy on the block, I think, on this. And a brand new season is upon us of Barbecue Brawl and Barbecue USA. They premiere back-to-back this Monday coming up, and she'll be joining Bobby and Ann on this, and very exciting to have her, as everyone is excited to have her on the show. She's going to be terrific. It's a competition series, and Barbecue Brawl is upon us. Sonny, how are you?
Frank, I'm ready. I'm well rested now, after running around and trying to beat these people. Yeah, I am the new kid on the block. You're right about that for Barbecue Brawl this season. Bobby Flay is the main man, and he brings two friends on to try and take him down. And Ann actually won last season. So, you know, my goal is to take her down so I can take him down. See, her and I can distract him, and I don't know, but we got to have a plan.
Well, listen, you may be new to the show, but you've got an ongoing relationship, I assume, with Bobby and Ann for years, right?
Oh, yeah. So Ann and I, we auditioned for cooking shows on the network together, on camera together, back in 2008. And she'd already been on the network for some years as Mario Batali's sous chef on Iron Chef. So we've known each other that long, and maybe a year in, I met Bobby on a plane headed down to a food festival, and we had a really good chat. So ever since then, Bobby and I have been a great friend, and I enjoy working with him because he's, you know, the consummate professional, as people always say. You know, he comes to work ready to work. He works really, really hard. And oh, by the way, unbelievable chef. Like, to watch him work is something else.
Yeah. Well, listen, all of you are unbelievable to watch for people who can't do what you do. Let me ask you about the competitors. Do you, and again, the three of you are so accomplished, and you're master chefs. Do you ever pick up anything from the competitors?
Oh, yeah. You know, you're crazy to think in any career field that you know everything, you know, because there's always new stuff to learn. And one of the better parts of being on Barbecue Brawl is we have 12 competitors from across the country. So they all come in with their own kind of flavor, style, and tricks up their sleeves. You know, and there were even some ingredients that I saw them using that I thought, first of all, that exists? I didn't know that existed, like white vinegar powder. And then some techniques that many of them taught me, because we were using a brand new grilling apparatus I'd never heard of, seen, or used before, called the Santa Maria Grill. So, you know, definitely learned stuff from the competitors. It was a nice exchange of information, because, you know, you're able to teach as well as the captain.
Sonny, do you notice geographic differences between chefs and cooks and up-and-coming cooks? You know, and you hate the stereotype and say, well, the Southern, they love the spice, and they love this, and the Northern, they love this. You know, you hate to do that. But are there geographical differences between different folks that learn to cook in their own areas?
Yeah, I mean, everyone kind of comes in with their own local style. We had some chefs from Northern Cali, and so they were giving that seafood fresh vibe. And, you know, we had some people that were Midwestern, so it was a little bit more meat on the plate. You know, you also have people that could be from one area but really love food in a different area, and so they particularly focus on that. We had some chefs that were Filipino that were doing kind of their style. That's what I really love about barbecue is, you know, even if you don't know of it, like I didn't know of North Cali barbecue per se, it exists. And so there are so many different styles and flavors. And then, you know, for the competitors to be from all over the country, we're able to also get those different styles mixed with those different flavors and challenges that we have on the show. So it's really fun to see, you know, maybe someone that's Filipino be asked to do something from, you know, I don't know, Hawaii or the Carolinas. And there are a lot of different challenges within Barbecue Brawl where we're asked to kind of cook outside the lines.
Sonny, have you changed? Well, I'm sure you have, but other than evolution, other than just learning and getting, getting more and more seasoned, no pun intended, as a chef over the years, what was the biggest thing that you learned along the way that made you turn the corner from being just a great cook or an excellent cook to being a master chef? What is there any particular moment? Is there any particular skill that you developed somewhere along the line and said, that's when I kind of turned the corner?
Yeah, I mean, there's one particular moment I think always sticks out is before I was on Food Network and I was a caterer, but I was asked to appear on Emeril Live, and his producer asked me to turn in, I think it was like maybe 5 to 10 recipes so they could choose one of them to do on the show. So I turned in 10 recipes, and a lot of them were like, you know, putting on the Ritz. I wanted to really kind of show what I could do. And the recipe that they picked were chicken wings. And I thought it was so basic. I thought, God, but this isn't really like showing what I could do. And, but the reality was, is that it was the perfect recipe for them to choose for me to make, because it was so easy. It was so simple, and I would be able to get out there and easily explain, how to make it, what to do. People would easily be able to see the steps and make it. And it was something that I could do with my eyes shut, right? So that was a moment where I realized, you know, if I'm going to do this, I've got to sell and do what's easy and more realistic for me, instead of trying to like show off all of my skills, you know. Let me just show you what I can do regularly. So that was big for me.
Listen, congratulations on all the success. Congratulations on the new gig. You're going to be a great addition to this. Of course, Barbecue Brawl, we'll be talking about it as we let you go. Tell us anything else we should know about what's going on in your life or on the show. And please leave us with a social media site or a website where we can follow along with you.
I'm just enjoying Barbecue Brawl. Like you said, the kitchen, we're still going strong, 30 plus seasons, Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock on Food Network. And I just started a food stand at Citi Field with the Met. Any concerts or soccer games they have there as well, called Sonny's All American Kitchen. So I invite people to come out and try some food and enjoy America's pastime.
Oh, listen, I'll be there checking out. I didn't know that. That's fantastic. Sonny Anderson, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great chef Sonny Anderson has been our very special guest. Barbecue Brawl is a 10-episode competition, and Bobby Flay and Ann Burrell are there. And, you know, Sonny's the new kid on the block, but she's just as accomplished as anyone. And she's a master chef. She's amazing at what she does. And the winner of this, 12 of the best pit masters are going against each other. And the winner of this gets the title Master of Q. I don't know if that's an actual title or if that's what they just call it on the show. If you like cooking shows, this is a great one. Bobby Flay, of course, is worldwide known, as is Ann and Sonny. And the three of, you know, it's funny. She's the new kid on the block, but I'm sure all of these type of, and I'm not minimizing by any means, but all of these type of competitions probably run together, and they're just great chefs. If you're a great chef, you could handle, and all of these folks that we mentioned, the three of them are very comfortable in front of a camera. So, you know, that they're not getting caught off guard with anything. So anyway, it's a new season, and it premieres back-to-back with Barbecue USA, BBQ USA. Frank McKay signing off. Sonny Anderson has been our very special guest. We'll see you next time on The Frank McKay Show.